In this session, we are talking about the Christian wedding officiant as minister. This is important because many people today think of the officiant mainly as a ceremony speaker. The officiant stands up front, welcomes everyone, says some meaningful words, guides the vows, pronounces the couple married, and keeps the ceremony moving. Those practical responsibilities matter. A wedding officiant should be prepared, clear, calm, and competent. But in Christian wedding ministry, the officiant is more than a speaker. The officiant is a ministerial witness. The officiant stands before God, the bride, the groom, the witnesses, the family, and sometimes the church or wider community. The officiant helps one woman and one man publicly enter marriage as a covenant before God. That means the officiant's role is spiritual, theological, pastoral, and public. The officiant is not the source of marriage. God is. The officiant does not invent the meaning of marriage. Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ govern the meaning of marriage. The officiant does not replace the bride and groom's vows. The couple must freely make their promises. But the officiant helps guide the moment so that the covenant meaning is clear. This requires humility. A Christian officiant must not become the center of the wedding. The wedding is not a platform for the officiant's personality, cleverness, humor, or performance. The officiant serves the covenant. The officiant points beyond himself or herself to Christ. At the same time, humility does not mean weakness or confusion. A Christian officiant should know what is happening theologically. The bride and groom are not merely celebrating a private love story. They are entering public covenant life before God. A ministry scientist aware officiant notices how people treat the role. Sometimes the officiant is treated like a vendor. Sometimes the couple wants a Christian atmosphere without Christian covenant clarity. Sometimes the family wants the ceremony to be sentimental but not spiritually serious. Sometimes the officiant feels pressure to say whatever makes everyone comfortable. The wise officiant observes these patterns and responds with grace and clarity. You might say to a couple, "I am honored to serve your ceremony. My role is to help you make your promises clearly before God and witnesses and to keep the ceremony centered on Christian marriage." That sentence is simple, but it defines the role. For the one wedding officiant, this means taking the role seriously even if you only officiate once. For the ordained wedding officiant, this means developing a consistent theology of ministry, not just ceremony technique. For the church staff minister, this means representing the church's witness faithfully. For the chaplain, this means bringing spiritual presence even in brief, urgent, or institutional settings. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means connecting the wedding to ongoing marriage formation. The Christian wedding officiant is not merely there to make the ceremony official. The officiant is a servant of Christ, a witness to covenant, a guide for public vows, and a minister of Christian clarity in a confusing age. So serve with humility, speak with reverence, prepare with care, and remember the officiant is not the center of the ceremony. Christ is.